Now, when you jump off, you begin flying, because the real energy of the soul emerges, the real energy of godliness, the hulavadi who emerges, and so forth. In more practical terms, we can define it as such and say that if you think as you thought, and you speak as you have spoken, or you say what you have said, and you do what you have done, then you'll have what you had. Don't you think so? But we like to think as we have thought, say what we have said, do exactly what we have done, but we should not have what we had. That's what everyone approaches anyone else with an issue. That's the issue. We want to think and do and say exactly what we did till now, but we should have things differently. Doesn't work like that. Now, this is a daily struggle of realigning ourselves with our true selves, which is godliness, nothingness, and so forth. The greatest self is in this world, on all levels. And here lay the ultimate objective, to make this a dira with everything that's involved. So a Jew can say, what's the value of living spiritually in this world? It's like eating your whole life airline food. Zog d'alter Rebbe, and here lay the deepest purpose, to go into a realm of chayshach, into your animal soul, where you have taivas, and all types of gravitations and impulses that are absolutely ungodly. And you introduce Torah and mitzvahs, and every day you take the physicality and you have to combat it and say no to the powerful tzimtzum and introduce godliness. Here lay the objective of creation. Now here is the big question, and that is, if this is the ultimate purpose, to make a dira b'tachtonim, once it becomes a dira, it's not a tachten anymore. In other words, once the presence of Hashem is really revealed, there's no room for any identity whatsoever. So if you don't make a dira, it's a tachten, it's not a dira. Once you make a dira, once it becomes a dwelling place for His presence, as mentioned, the exclusivity of His being excludes any other reality. So the Alter Rebbe says, the purpose is to make a dira in this world, and Hashem will ultimately be present here in a more revealed way than all of the higher worlds. What's the here that He will be present in? If He's present, there's no here. If there's here, He's no present. The Alter Rebbe continues. Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top. No. The next time someone does something to your ego and you want to respond, meditate about this. It will work miracles. Even if you come home tonight and your wife tells you something that doesn't suit your ego so well, meditate on this. What are you getting angry about something that doesn't exist? What are you getting angry for? You don't need it. You don't need anything that doesn't exist. You think you need it. You don't. You don't have to be enslaved to the thoughts. Okay, granted, it's not so easy. This is what a yid is. This is where spiritual life begins. Transcendence.
But what if the wife feels
you don't have to make cheshbonos about her ego. You make cheshbonos about your ego. Alter Rebbe once said, "Atzvetens Yidens Gashmius is Dein Ruchnius." My Gashmius, my physical self, is my physical core self. Your physical needs are my spiritual needs. But that's a separate subject. For this purpose, after the period, for this purpose. Hashem gave the Jewish people the Torah, The Torah is called might and strength. In various places in our sources, beginning, for example, in Tilim Chavtes, Hashem oiz la'ama yitain. Hashem gave his nation strength. So Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Yonis and Benuzil, interpreted as Hashem yahiv oireisel Yisrael. Other places, Vachim Kof Tazayin and Medrash, the Torah is defined as strength, as kayach. Why? Because it's the Torah that creates this extraordinary fusion where we can create a dira b'tachtayinim, and Hashem in his ultimate exposed presence shall dwell within the identity of this physical world. The Torah allows for that fusion. K'mayim erazal, and as our sages have put it, the Masechtas Sanhedrin daf kuf amud beis, Shakadosh Baruch Hu neisen kayach b'tzadikim l'kabel scharim l'asid lavay. That Hashem gives tzaddikim the strength to receive their reward in the world to come. And tzaddikim here is parenthetically referring to as in the beginning of the perek. This is perek chelek. Kol Yisrael Yishlam chelek le'elam habash nemer va'amich kulam tzaddikim. So Hashem gives the Jewish people the strength to receive their reward. Why is this strength necessary? What is the function of the strength, the kayach that Hashem imbues in tzaddikim to receive their reward? Zagdal terebeshele is batlu b'metzias mamish, so that their existence should not mamish dissolve. Ba'ayir Hashem aniglu la'asid b'lishum levush, within the divine energy that will reveal itself in the hereafter without any garment. Naturally, that would translate in total. In a total melting away, in a total sense of, not even sense, in a total nothingness, that would characterize anyone or anybody. Bittul b'metzius mamish. So we say Hashem through the Torah gives the tzaddikim a special strength that they should not become bittul b'metzius mamish, that the world should become a dira. K'diksiv, as the pasuk says, Yeshaya Perik Lamed, Pasik Chavalaikonef Oid Merecha, and your teacher will no longer hide Pirush. The meaning in these words is Agdal Terebe Shalay Yiskasem Imcha Bekanafulavush, that he will no longer conceal himself from you with the edge of a robe or garment. Vahayu Einecha Rayus Esmerecha, rather your eyes will behold your teacher. There is interpretation in the Pasuk, for example, the interpretation of the Radak, V'leikonef Eid Merecha, means Hashem will not withhold any more your reign. Yoyro Malkish, as we say in the Shema. Satim etarar tzuchim b'ita yoyro V'leikonef, you will not withhold, contain any more your reign. So the Rebbe says, Pirush no, over here we're interpreting it according to the other commentators. Commentaries, Rashi, Metzudos, Yikonef from the word konaf, the beged, the edge of a robe, gam v'leikonef oid meirecha, your teacher will no more remain concealed behind a garment, v'hayu einecha reyes es meirecha. That will be the nature of the time of Mashiach. No veils, no cover-ups, no vacuum where there is a potential for another type of perception. The real story is revealed. Uksiv, it's also written again in Yeshaya, Perik Nun Beis Pasuk Ches, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru V'Goymer, as the Pasuk concludes, B'shuv Hashem Asiyin, for they shall see eye to eye as Hashem returns to Tziyin. Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru literal means that they shall mamish see it clearly and vividly. See the divine presence. Or as Chassidus interprets it sometimes, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin, they shall see eye to eye with Hashem. What does it mean, seeing eye to eye with Hashem? Now we don't see eye to eye with him. He sees reality from on one level. We view reality on totally another level. What's his perception of reality? Who levadi, who he alone is, he filled the whole space before existence and fills the entire expanse of existence after existence. And there's no nothing outside of him. Everything is an aspect of Creator and an aspect that's insignificant in his intimate presence. So nothing changed through creation. The only definition of reality is hu levadayu. The Tzimtzum allowed for new philosophies and perceptions to emerge on many gradations, myriads of levels. There are infinite of worlds. The difference between one world and another world is how powerful is the veil, and thus how much self is felt and how much selflessness is felt. The more the veil, the less selflessness and the more self. When Mashiach comes, ayin b'ayin yiru, for the first time in history, we'll see eye to eye with Him. We'll have the same vantage point on existence. The non-existence of existence shall be conspicuous to us as it has always been conspicuous to Him. Uksiv, it's a further written, also in Yeshaya Perek, Samach, Pasuk Yutes, Layi, Elach, Ayda, Shemesh, Layer, Yaimon, Vegaimer, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, Ki Hashem, Yi, Elach, Layer, Yaimon, Vegaimer, for Hashem will be your eternal light. And Alter Rebbe concludes and says, V'noidan, it's known, Sheyemais, HaMashiach, that the days of Mashiach, the Messianic era, or Befrat, Kesheyichu, HaMesim, especially the period after that, during the resurrection of the dead, Heim Tachlis or Shleim was Bria Salem Haza. They constitute the ultimate purpose and fulfillment of the creation of the world, Shalakach Nivra Mitchilasai, because it's for this purpose that this world was originally created. So it's not an issue that when Mashiach comes, the Dira B'Tachtoinim will happen as something detached from our present day reality. The condition of the world when Mashiach comes, that constitutes the ultimate fulfillment of the whole purpose of creation. In other words, our work for thousands of years is to fashion, form, redefine the world and make it a Mashiachdika world. What we're doing now will be presently conspicuous when Mashiach comes, especially during the time of Tchis HaMesim. So the Alter Rebbe began the chapter that the whole purpose of creation was Hashem wanted a dira b'tachtoinim, a home in this place, in this residence. At the present, presently, there's no home in a revealed way. His presence is still manifested. But Mashiach's world, where there will be lo yikamef oid merech, and ayin b'ayin yiru, and v'hoye l'cha alach Hashem l'ayrelim, that constitutes the whole purpose why it was originally created. That was the whole purpose. And the Alter Rebbe emphasizes in a footnote the Kabbalah Schar Ikri Balaf Hashvik Meshikasa B'lakuta Teira Me'arizal, the time of receiving reward, that's essentially and primarily in the 7th millennium, as is stated in the Lakuta Teira of the Arizal, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria of blessed memory, Lakuta Teira Parashas Bereishis, I believe. So the Alter Rebbe says there is indeed a concept of Kabbalah Schar which is in a way detached from our work, the reward for all of our efforts and all of our work. But the Yemais HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMesim is not really schar, as it is the ultimate realization and completion of the work. It's part of the Avoida. Our work produces that world. That world is just a consequence and an expression of the work of the Jewish people throughout history of making a Dira B'Tachtoinim. Then there's the 7th millennium with Kabbalah Schar. And Alter Rebbe adds that this is not just something of the future. When Mashiach comes, v'gam kvar hayalaylam imayin zibashas matan teira. A glimmer of this experience has already been experienced at the time of the giving of the Torah. Kediksiv, as the Pasuk puts it in Parshas V'eschan and Perek Dalet Pasuk Lamed Hei. Atar esal adas ki Hashem hu alikim einayid mulvaday. You, Hashem, revealed yourself so that we may know that Hashem is the God and there is nothing else besides Him. Zagdal Terebbe Haresam Mamish B'ri'iyah Chushis. You actually revealed yourself in a manner perceptible to our visual sense. Kediksiv, as the Pasuk puts it in Yisrei Perek Chav Chalam, Rayim Esakailus, all the people saw the thunder. So our sages interpret it as Rayim Esanishma, they saw what is normally heard, which means Matan Torah was a visual experience. Ata hareis aladas. Hareis amamish biri'iyah chushis royinas anishma. What is the Alter Rebbe saying? There was no concealment there. If the Jewish people would have understood then that Einayid Mulvaday, they would have comprehended, become comfortable with the idea intellectually that there's nothing else besides him, it means they're still affected by a concealment. Because their visual sense, their immediate response and perception of reality is still defined in terms of egocentrism and so forth. Atar Eisa Mamish means it became immediately perceivable to them that Einoid Mulvadi, because that was a moment in time when all the layers of perception were cleansed and the true definition of reality, namely Achdus Hashem, Einoid Mulvadi, there's nothing besides him, what emerged. Opishur Azal, this is also indicated in the comment, in the explanation of our sages. The sages say in Medrash and Shmais Rabbah, Parsha Hei Piska, Piska Tes, Mistaklam L'Mizrach V'Sheminas Hadibur Yaitzeh Neichichuli. They looked eastward, the Jewish people, and heard the divine speech issuing forth, saying, I am Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am your God. V'chein L'ar Baruchais Olamayla Olamata, so too, turning towards the four points of the compass, and above and below, the Medrash elaborates there that every side they turned to, whether it was north or south or east or west, whether it was Lamaila, above and below, on all sides they saw and they heard the divine utterance, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. That's why the Medrash says, it says, V'chalam Raim es hakolos plural. They saw the sounds, not the sound. Why the sounds? Because each side, each component, each dimension of the universe produced the same sound. As explained also in Tikkun Zayar and Tikkun Chav Beis, there was no place from which he did not speak to them. What does this indicate again? The same exact idea. If there would be any type of concealment, there would still be a definition to existence as an autonomous and independent reality. Since there was no Hester, there could not be a place that didn't bespeak Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Because if there's no concealment, so then nothing has an identity outside of the fact that it's an aspect expressing the energy of its creator. Since during that time there was no Hester upon him, the world was taken into the intimate chamber of Hashem from his own pre-Tzimtzum perception. So naturally that meant that wherever you gazed at, every speck and mineral, dimension and component, and nook and cranny of existence expressed the truth of Einoid Mulvadi, there's nothing else beside them. That's the meaning of the Tikkun Zayar. There couldn't be a place. If there would be a space that didn't be speaking, that means there's a Hester upon him. Because there's no such a thing as space. Hu levadayu. It's all Tzimtzum. There was no Tzimtzum then. V'hainu, how did this come about? Because in the Ten Commandments, his blessed will was revealed. Shehein klalus ha-teira. Because the Aseres ha-dibris comprised the entire Torah. Rashi brings in Yisrael the name of Reb Sadi Gaon. The ten dibros include within themselves the entire Torah. Shehi pnimis ritzeini yisbarach v'chachmasai. Believe, but shehi pnimis ritzeini yisbarach v'chachmasai. What is the Torah? The Torah represents the inner will and wisdom of Hashem ve'ein sham hester panim klal, where there is no concealment of his intimacy of his countenance whatsoever. Like we say every day in Shemin Esra, at the conclusion of Shemin Esra, for with the light of your countenance you gave us a Torah of life. What does this mean? In Torah there's no Tzimtzum, because Torah represents Hashem's most intimate will and wisdom. So with Torah, really, in Torah, Hashem is absolutely exposed. Here, the real thing is exposed. That's what the definition of Torah is. His most intimate self is exposed. Nothing is concealed. There is not one veil existing. So therefore, when the Torah was revealed to the Jewish people, the Aseres HaDibros, which includes the whole Torah, all levels of perception were cleansed, no tzimtzum, no contraction whatsoever. Automatically it was perceived on every level of experience, even in the most physical way, that Einoid Mulvadi. Kiva Ur Panachana Satulano Teres Chayim. Literally, we interpret Sim Shalom that Hashem gave it to us with favor, with grace, with a luminous face. The Alter Rebbe says, Torah is given Ba'ar Panacha with the complete exposure and illumination of your intimacy not being concealed. Your panim is present, your face is present. That's what Torah is. In fact, you know, the Baal Shem Tov said that Matan Torah never ceased to happen. Maimed Har Sinai, what happened at that moment, continues to happen during every moment of history. What's the difference? The difference is, we ceased hearing. The Chiddush of Matan Torah was not that that was the reality. It's just for a unique moment in time, we heard it. Our senses perceived it. Afterwards, the Torah is being given at every moment. Maimed Har Sinai is being given at every moment, but we're deaf to it. We don't perceive it. V'lachein, therefore, hayuptelim b'metzius mamash. Since that was the case, so what happened to the Jewish people standing there? They were nullified. Mamish, they totally became nullified. K'maymen azal, as our sages say, shall call dibur parchen nishmas and chul. Gemara says in Shabbos Pechasam et Beis that at every divine utterance, their soul took flight from their body. Because in the presence of that revelation, there's no sense of self anymore. There's no identity. For there to be an identity, there has to be some level of concealment of the divine existence. So it was parchen nishmas. You know, the Halakha Reb Zusha of Anapoli, a friend of the Alter Rebbe, wrote an approbation on the Tanya, a student of the Magen. His thing in life was Ava. He loved. He was a infinite wellspring of love towards his fellow man, towards his fellow Jew, towards Hashem. And what perturbed him was that he wasn't experiencing Yira, awe. So he begged and he pleaded with Hashem to grant him the gift of Yira. His soul should begin responding to the forces, to the energy of Yira, of awe. So the story has it that Hashem fulfilled his request, and Reb Zusha found himself walking around the world, constantly running and hiding. If he would see a bed, he would crawl under the bed. If he would see a crevice, he would crawl into the crevice. If he saw a cave, a pit, he went into the cave and the pit. He pasha couldn't find himself. So he begged Hashem to eliminate from him midas hayira. So, the more the real energy is conspicuous, the less sense of self, and thus parcha nishmasa. So the Gemara asks in Shabbos, if so, how did the second utterance happen? Whom was he communicating to? So the Gemara responds, as the Alter Rebbe says, El Hashem zidah kadosh baruch hu lehem betal shasad lachis beis hameisim. Hashem restored it to them with the dew with which he will revive the dead in the world to come. Here we come back to what he said before. This is the dew of Torah, which is called might. As all as our sages saying, whoever engages in the study of Torah, the dew of Torah will revive him in the future world. This is according to one of the Gersis in Gemara, the Gersis of the Yalkut Shemayni. So we see from here that Tal Torah, that is the dew element of Torah, is what causes Chiyus HaMeisim. It's that dew element of Torah through which Hashem revived the Jewish people. So similar to what Alter Rebbe said will happen when Mashiach comes. That through Torah, we create the Dira. And through Torah, we can still retain our identity. Through the Tal of Torah, Torah is called Oiz. That's also what happened by Matan Torah. Through the revelation of Torah was Parchen Nishmas. And through the revelation of Tal Torah, of the Dew of Torah, their souls return to their bodies and they continue to hear the following commandment. And then it reoccurred again and again during the other Ten Commandments. Okay, let's conclude the last few lines. Raksha'acha kach gara machet. It's just that afterwards, after the Torah was given, their major sin caused that v'nizgashmu heimva olam, that both they, the Jews, and the world became gross again, coarse, inhospitable to the divine presence. they detach themselves from their true essence and source. Chetri is referring to the sin of the golden calf, which happened barely 40 days after the giving of the Torah. Ad eis keitz hayamin, and this condition remains until the end of days. Sha'oz yizdachich gashmi yisagova oilam, then, as a result of thousands of years of work and toil day after day, the coarseness and the physicality of the body and of the world will become refined and translucent, and they will be able to receive the revelation of Hashem's energy that will shine forth over the Jewish people. Again, by means of the Torah, which is called might. Through this work, the world becomes transparent, translucent. Let's finish the last lines here. And the Alter Rebbe concludes, we want the world should be a Dira B'Tachteinah. And thus he continues, and this will answer your question, through the superabundance of light which will shine upon the Jewish people, the darkness that exists in the whole world, including all the nations of the world, will also be lit up. As the Pasuk puts it again in Yeshaya, Perek Samach, Pasuk Gimel. V'holchu goyim la'erich v'goyim, and nations will walk by your light, by the divine light that will illuminate the Jewish consciousness. Uksiv, it's also written in Yeshaya, Perek Beis, Beis Yaakov, l'chu v'nelcha b'ayin Hashem, that the nations will tell the Jewish people, House of Yaakov, go and we will walk along by the light of Hashem. Again, Eir Hashem will be revealed. Uksiv, the third pasuk in Yeshaya as well, Perik Mem. V'nigla kvayd Hashem v'rol chal basar yachta v'gaymer, and the glory of Hashem shall be revealed, and all flesh will perceive, as the pasuk concludes, kifi Hashem dibra, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken, which means all flesh, every single flesh existing in the world, will perceive that what is the definition of reality, kifi Hashem dibra. It's not independent of the divine energy that speaks it into being at every moment. Oksiv, further it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, also Perik Beis, Love ibn nikreis hatsurim ubisiifei haslayim mipnei pachad Hashem umehader gayne v'gaymer, to enter the holes of the rocks and the clefts of boulders for fear of Hashem and of His majestic glory. Oh, here is what the Pesusha did. So that is also a prophecy for the Mashiach world, that the presence of godliness will be so powerful that it will be difficult for people to find their place. Finally, as we say in the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, we pray for the day and we ask Hashem, please appear in the majestic splendor of your might to all the inhabitants of the world, all of the inhabitants. I'll call Yeshvisabel. So B'melo, in other words, Alter Rebbe says, so when Mashiach comes, godliness will be revealed in the whole world, in the whole physical world, to Jews as well as to non-Jews and to every element of the universe. And in this state lies the fulfillment of the entire purpose for which the world was created. Have a good night and a wonderful week. Purim is Tuesday. Purim is Tuesday. Afreilichem Purim. When it says that Purim, you have to become intoxicated. Ad lo yada. So Chassidus teaches, ad lo yada means you reach a state beyond the Eitz Hadas. Haman min atayim in ayin zog de gemara shenemer hamina eitz azah shertziv yisichel abilti achel memeno achalta. Haman was a product of the eitz adas. After the eitz adas, Hashem turns to Adam Arishan and says, Ayeka, where are you? Before the eitz adas, he didn't have to search for himself. There was no need for therapy then. It was obvious where I am. I am not. But after the eitz adas, it introduced an ego. Once you have an ego, you become disaligned from yourself. When you become disaligned from self, you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, who am I? Where am I? Where should I be? Where could I be? And so forth. Haman is Hamina Eitz Hadas Hazah, the epitome of yeshus of ego. Purim is Adalayada, to reach to the level of reality before the Eitz Hadas. Afreilich Purim.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is chassidus.com.